producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And Ford and Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Everybody's cheering on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where our quote of the day comes from one presidential candidate named Dr. Ben Carson, who said yesterday, quote, "It's very likely I would be a one-term president," setting the bar. I think all of them who are running now, who are really credible, would only be a one-termer. I think Trump would be one term. Mrs. Clinton would be one term. Right?
You mean by their choice?
I don't think Mrs. Clinton thinks she's going to be one term. And I would guess Donald Trump doesn't think he'd be one term.
You think so?
And I'll tell you. People think they're going to be lots of terms.
Yeah, the best president ever.
You know what I like about it? The two candidates who are on the top of the heap are both my age. That's one of the things that I really appreciate.
You mean that they're older?
Oh. Bam. Booyah.
No, that they are both my age was the point. Thank you very much.
You know,
so who are you referring to?
I'm referring to Trump and Mrs. Clinton. They're both the same age as I am. Who? Hillster.
Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary. Yeah.
I was talking to Kara, producer Kara, yesterday, and she is blown away by the fact that she sees that somebody, she's older than some celebrities type thing.
It just gets worse.
And I was like, wait until people are running for president that are younger than you.
Yeah.
That is an eye-opener.
Uh-huh. The thing that got me is it used to always be like, because I love sports, you know, and I love to go to baseball and hockey.
That was my first thing. When football players are younger than you.
That the sports people that you love could be your children.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, here's an early 2020 news quiz question. You ready for this?
Ready.
888-302-3684. Who said that Trump was bright and talented?
Oh, I know.
Who said that?
I did. The answer
Jennifer
is not
did,
me,
yeah.
Or maybe I should have asked. Oh, never mind.
What world leader says that Donald Trump... Yeah.
Here's how I was going to ask it first.
Okay.
Who did Putin call bright and talented?
Well, now you just gave away.
I did. Right?
Wait, again. I think I know now.
Wait, don't tell me.
Have you ever heard that show, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the guy who's the host, it would be a pretty good show. It's actually quite it's an entertaining show.
He does a good job.
He's an arrogant, airy.
Come on.
Peter Segal. But the concept of the show is good. Okay. So anyway, Putin said that Trump was bright and talented.
That's and he was to go horseback riding with him.
And Trump said the feeling was mutual. He said, "It's always a great honor to be so nicely complimented by a man so highly respected within his own country and beyond."
Yeah, here's what it really is. Putin is scared to death that Trump will be the president.
Smiling at him pretty.
He's like, that guy is crazy. He's that guy.
And for Putin to call someone cray-cray.
Yeah.
You've got
he's
trouble.
Cray-cray.
Cray-cray. Nothing but cray-cray. We're going to be singing this off.
Telling you, it's driving me nuts.
Cray-cray. Our thought for the day today comes from Harrison Ford, the star of Star Wars.
And he does a great job.
"To me, success is choice and opportunity. Making the right choices and taking advantage of opportunities that are given to you." Richie had that with me 19 years ago. Jennifer had that here. Kenny had it here. There are always choices to make. You made a choice. There was an opportunity. You took advantage of it. Whatever other opportunities there are there, I'm happy that you chose this one.
And we could turn that around. You had that opportunity with us.
Yeah.
Thanks for the affirmation.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. You know what? I am looking forward to a week from today
when we will do this radio program live. I will. I don't know who's going to be here with me.
Who's weak? You must.
I understand. Okay, so I'll be here anyway.
Yes, he will.
Is
Kenny going to be here?
Kenny may be here. You know what? If it's just...
Notice the silence.
Yeah, it's quiet. It's all right. Whatever. I always do...
I'm sorry, I was packing. What?
Yeah. So I've been doing that.
I'll be with you Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
Okay. That's good. Yeah.
I'll be with you Christmas Eve.
Yeah. I'll be
home.
Yeah,
I'll definitely be here Christmas Eve.
Well, that's Thursday. That's no big deal. That's a regular day as far as I'm concerned. We're about to leave in a couple of hours. I'm going to drive Meredith down to Florida to her joint down there, and we're going to stop in a little place in Tennessee, and I'm trying to remember, Prospect, Tennessee, in the middle of nowhere, to check on a couple of horses that she has down there, and then we're going to drive over, see the Kennedy Space Center because she's never been there, and have Dr. Ken work us over. And then spend...
Sounds like you're going to be working really hard over the next week.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean?
You martyr.
What do you mean?
I'll be here with you Christmas Day.
Come on, no. I love
travel
being
around the country doing all kinds of fun stuff.
No, but the rest of the time is look it.
Well, I was thinking what our consultant thinks I should take 2 weeks off. And does not do any
yeah,
radio.
Right. If you actually want to see Doug Seven's head explode, you will take a microphone away from his mouth. You'll remove it from the pile for 2 weeks.
Well, so taking the state of technology such that I can take the program, take the business with me, and do the program from wherever I am. And yeah, I want to spend time with people that I care about over the Christmas holiday. This is an important time of the year, and it sets the tone for the next year, I think. However you are, in the next 2 weeks, will set the tone, I believe, for your next year. So however you go about...
I should stop being a crazy, stressed-out person?
Yes. I woke up this morning at 3 o'clock. I've done this twice this week, thinking about the things that I need to do before I leave today, or the things that need to be finished on the farm, or the things in business. I can't do anything about business, because there's nobody to have business with from now until the first of the year. Forget it. You want to talk to somebody in business? You get no place, nowhere, no how. I decided last night I was going to have my toe operated on, so I'm going to spend the first couple of days when I get to California finding a good guy to do the surgeon at UCLA, and I'll be on a
hobble.
Are you
going to need toe crutches?
I'm told that I will be off my feet for a couple of days, and then I'll use crutches for a couple of weeks, and they'll have one of those boots that I can get around on. So I'll just have to...
Can I sign your cast?
Why don't you just take the toe off?
Well, because it wouldn't do me any good. I have to have it so that I can use the ball of my foot. Ever try doing... I have fairly large calves, and I have had them ever since I was a kid because I rode the bike all the time. And so what I've noticed in the last year because of this toe is that my left calf is not the same size as my right calf. And I can't do the exercises to the extent I can't. Try this at home. This is something for you to try at home. Stand on 1 foot at a time and see how long you can stand up.
We do it in Taekwondo every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how long can you stand up on one side or the other?
However long you need to.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it like when you first started?
Hard.
You tell me you fell over in 5 seconds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To stand up on your tiptoes or on one
foot? No, just stand on one foot at a time.
Oh, yeah. You know where I practice? I actually do it while I brush my teeth every day, and I'm pretty good at it.
Really?
Yeah, I usually alternate, so I do like 1 minute on one and then 1 minute on the other. And then once you do that for a little while, you're pretty good to go.
Why did you start standing on one foot when you were brushing your teeth?
Why? Because I read it was good for you, and so I just started.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be good for your core and your brain, by the way.
Oh, it's very good for your brain. Absolutely. For your brain. You need to do that sort of stuff so you don't get the brain empties.
Yeah.
You have to, like, eliminate. You shave using the other arm. You walk or stand on
with your body a little bit.
Right.
We do these things in Taekwondo where you have to hop from one end to the other, and while you hop, it's kind of like jousting where you try to push the other person down,
right?
So they lose their balance.
Yeah.
And it's it's funny when you're doing it with 15-year-old kids.
Kenny, do you do any of that stuff? You, I know, spend a lot of time on the treadmill when you're not.
I do that. But as far as the balance stuff, because of a medication that I'm on, it screws with my balance. So I can't do those kind of things right now.
Balance.
No, that's a really bad feeling to have your equilibrium all thrown off.
Lousy.
Yeah.
Speaking of bad feelings, if you have high blood pressure, that's a bad feeling, too, because your circulation is impaired. If you don't want to become a statistic, and man, the numbers, you saw the story yesterday, the heart problems that Americans are having, and we're fighting. It's almost like when I go through the stuff that that Superbeats are all about, it's like we're fighting. We're swimming upstream here because the numbers get worse instead of better in terms of the number of people around the world who are dying because of cardiovascular disease. Millions of people in our country, one out of three of us will find our demise because of heart disease. The annual cost of coronary heart care in our country is $109 billion to go see guys like Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Wouldn't you like to not be there and not do that? I will tell you, getting on the Super Beats program will go a long way to keeping you from being a statistic. Super Beats, the circulation superfood. This is a super tasting, especially now the black cherry flavor. This is good stuff. Tastes good, promotes heart healthy energy, opens up your arteries, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs, to every place in the 62 miles of circulatory webbing that you have in your body. This blood that you have. By the way, I found out yesterday I was A positive. I didn't know that.
You never knew your blood type?
I knew it, but I forgot it.
Yeah, me too.
Bizarre for someone who's so into their health. That's weird.
Huh. Yeah. Well, and I don't need. Now I have to ask Ken what that means, because I think A positive is fairly unusual.
It is. Not that it I'm O positive.
Are you? That's fairly.
I'm just glad
that's universal. O is universal, isn't it?
I'm glad you're an A positive guy.
I am rich. Yes. I am in. A positive, man, A positive guy.
Yeah, it's good that your blood got an A plus.
Yes, thank you very much. All right, you get an A plus for pouring yourself a mixed drink. Super Beats in the water. It's three whole beets. One serving of Super Beats, one teaspoon.
Mix it with vodka if you want.
Yeah, you can do that. Half a liter bottle. You want me to send you? I got a bottle of very expensive vodka. You want me to send it to you?
I love vodka. And I like martinis. Yeah,
but I can't bring it. Well, yes, I can, because I can put it in the car.
Throw it in the car.
No, but I can't. But I'm going to fly from.
Put it in a suitcase.
Yeah, put it in a suitcase.
Yeah, but then I have to check.
Whatever.
I don't want to do that.
See how much you care about.
Yeah, right. It's not very dedicated to your friendship, is he?
All right, I am dedicated because I got her on the Super Beats program.
Yeah,
I'm very dedicated to her and her well-being and her father. You have your father on this, by the way?
No, but I can put him on.
No, he needs this a lot more than you do.
Okay.
And anybody else here.
Dr. Dougie says it, I'll do it.
No, I'm serious. Your father, I wish I'd have thought about this before. Your father needs to be on this. So get him on it. The Neo 40 capsules that you take in the morning, I've just taken mine. That may be why you hear a resurgence of energy. These little capsules are crystalline Super Beats. Take them, melts in your mouth, immediately into your system, gives you that charge. Don't worry about coffee and the other things that you use for stimulants. Take this. It's natural. It's good. It's healthy. Call 800-655-4183. Pretty exciting stuff. This is a good Christmas. This is a great Christmas present, actually. Two boxes of Neo 40, 30-day supply of Super Beats, free book on nitric oxide, and the saliva testing strips. Get it now at 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
I get a money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Be paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
What happened to our intro?
Oh, no.
What's the matter with you?
I forgot the intro. Got all excited.
Ho, ho, ho.
Brian says
that. Hi. We don't need the intro. People know this is the My Three Songs Christmas Contest. Three Christmas songs, different artists, one thing in common. Figure it out. It'll glow. 888-302-3684. I can tell you right this second, this is the biggest duh that we've had for the Christmas season.
Let's see if I can get it, because I haven't cheated yet.
Don't be talking on the air about it. It's the first in our set, Rockabilly Rudolph by Brian Setzer. That's from their new Christmas album. It's already near the top of the independent album chart.
Really good. I listened
as well as the holiday
week
album chart. This is Brian's third Christmas collection. He has his orchestra working on this, and it sounds like they work pretty hard and pretty well on it. All right, so first song, Rockabilly Rudolph, Brian Setzer. Next in our threesome, it's Johnny Horton.
Rudolph's nose was frosty, and his
okay, there you go.
Yep. That's a song from 1959. The number one song that year was The Battle of New Orleans, and this guy had it, and then he decided, okay, I'll do what everybody else is doing. I'll get a Christmas album out, and he did. He had 9 top 10 hits on the country charts that year. 3 of them made it into the top 10, but unfortunately, in this next year, he was killed in a car crash. He was only 35, so this was it for him. All right. So we already people working on this, Richie. They got to figure it out. 888-302.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the last song in the threesome. Keith Rudolph. Keith Richards, who is 118 today. How old is he today, Kenny? What's his name?
72.
72. He's still rocking.
He doesn't look a day over 118.
No, he doesn't.
You know, they say...
What was that thing about cigarettes yesterday? One of you said off the air.
Right. For every cigarette you smoke, they take an hour off of your life and give it to Keith Richards.
Right, yeah. There you go. Yeah. He looks like he doesn't weigh 110 pounds soaking wet. God knows. But his... He's not, but who is it that, oh, it's Charlie
Charlie Sheen, who uses, is it Ensure? He puts in his booze. That's how he gets sustenance.
There's a lot that Charlie Sheen's using these days.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. All right, so we have Rockabilly Rudolph by Brian Setzer. They Shined Up Rudolph's Nose by Johnny Horton. And Run Rudolph Run by Keith Richards. This is the only... Oh, gee, I wonder what this is all about.
Could it really be that easy? Yeah.
I think maybe it could be that easy. Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have I spoken to you before?
No.
Never spoke to you before. Have never spoken in my entire life. What a pleasure it is to wish you a Merry Christmas, then.
It's a pleasure for me, too.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
I listen to y'all every morning.
All right. Do you hear that, Jennifer? He listens to us all every morning.
I love it.
Yes. Do you really listen, or are we in the foreground or the background, Jimmy, of your life?
You're in the foreground.
Foreground. All right. That's important. Yeah.
Who's your favorite, Jimmy?
Everybody's my favorite.
There's the right answer, Jimmy. That's the right answer.
All right. Jimmy's in Jonesboro, Arkansas. You know what this is. The theme will wrap itself around what, Jimmy?
Rudolph.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. La, la, la. So what are you doing for Christmas? Staying home? You going away? What are you doing?
I'm staying at home.
Yeah, okay. You got all your Christmas shopping done?
I sure do. Do y'all?
Nah.
No.
Not even close.
Nah.
It's my worst year on record.
All right, so Jimmy qualifies for our drawing next week for the HP 5540 Wi-Fi printer, and he gets the HP photo strip paper for his computer. So hold on just a second and get more information, Jimmy. And congrats to Heppel of Aberdeen, Washington, who won the printer this week from Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Exercise for senior dogs. As your dog heads into his senior years, he may not be able to run as fast, jump as high, or have the stamina he once had. Whether they're perfectly healthy or experience limited mobility as a result of a condition, it's important for guardians to understand their dog's limits and create an exercise routine that all parties will enjoy. The most chronic issue seen in dogs that limits their mobility and exercise level is osteoarthritis. A decrease in your dog's exercise tolerance can also be due to decreased heart function. So it's important to work on an exercise program with older pets and your veterinarian at the same time. And start out gradually. You know, sometimes we look at our dogs and we don't want to admit they're getting older, a little gray around the muzzle, not as quick as they were. So that 2-mile jog for you may be okay, but it may not be okay any longer for your 10 or 12-year-old dog. So watch them carefully. If it looks like they're struggling, if it looks like they're having difficulty, it's time to stop and increase a new exercise program with less effort. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by Black Hawk Network. This holiday season, shoppers can purchase gift cards for stock at select U.S. retailers. This new prepaid gift card, made possible by Stockpile and Blackhawk Network, can be redeemed online to open and fund a brokerage account with stock. Investing in the stock market can be confusing. Gift cards for stock are an easier way for people of all ages to get involved with investing and will appeal to people who want to give something more meaningful than a traditional toy this year. Terry Jack, Chief Marketing Officer, Blackhawk Network.
The gift card for stock can revolutionize the way people access the stock market. Giving someone a gift card to purchase shares of their favorite brand can be enriching and an educational experience for both the gift giver and receiver. After all the other holiday gifts are outgrown or overused, gift cards for stock could be one of those standout gifts that keeps on giving beyond the holidays.
For more information, visit stockpile.com. That's www.stockpile.com. I'm Malcolm Heaver.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We are here in this half hour of the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn will do her television report and update. Shall we do a spoiler? Who Barbara Wawa thinks is the most fascinating person of 2015?
Sure.
Spoiler alert. No, you don't. Yes or no?
I want to tell you what happens in Star Wars, but I can't.
No,
you
can't.
Because you'll tell everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I want to spoil it for you, but not everybody else.
Oh, thanks, Rich.
Yeah, but you can't because Doug will sing like a bird.
Exactly. That's why I can't. I'd love to during the break, though. Here's what happens.
Uh-huh.
I will say, if you guys haven't seen it by Monday, we're going to tell Doug, and then he's going to ruin it for you. So.
Wow. If you haven't seen it by Monday, it's going to be a problem.
I will not have seen it by Monday.
Exactly. That's why we can ruin it for you.
I might take Meredith to go see it on like Christmas Eve or something when there's nobody else.
All the spoilers will be out by Christmas Eve.
Yeah, really?
Yep.
Okay. So anyway, Bruce Jenner is the most fascinating person. That's what she thinks anyway. So we'll find
I'm
other
pretty
people.
Sure that Bruce is not thinking anything because her name is Caitlin.
Oh. Yeah, Bruce doesn't exist anymore.
Sorry.
You are
my
so
God.
Insensitive, Doug.
Yeah, you are.
For God's sake. Right.
My God. John Heppel of Aberdeen, Washington, won our HP printer this past week. It's a very cool printer, and we have how many more of those? Two more weeks or one?
Two more weeks.
Two more weeks of that.
Yep.
All right, so you qualify every time we do one of these contests with, we have a number of things that we do on the air. Get your focus. I almost had a nice contest with the 2020 news quiz, but I gave away the answer myself. All right, I'm feeling a little silly, and that's okay. You know, I am criticized sometimes for being sarcastic.
In other news.
Yeah. Really? What a shock.
Wait a minute. That was kind of a shot. Right. I don't know that I'm sarcastic with you.
No, you're not. I actually don't think you're that much sarcastic. I actually don't think you're all that sarcastic on
the sarcasm. When it comes to things like these two big bills that Congress is pushing through, the tax bill, the spending bill, the $622 billion bill.
You mean John Boehner? I mean Paul Ryan's bill?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I got him confused.
Right. Well,
pretty soon Ryan's going to be orange.
There is an example of sarcasm.
Yeah, that's why I said you're not that sarcastic, because I'm kind of dripping with it.
How many? How is sarcasm for a lot of people is a second language. I don't know if I feel that way about Richie, and I don't feel that way about Kenny. But we are once in a while. Richie can be snarky. Kenny can be snarky. And I think that's translated as sarcasm, don't you? In an anecdotal way?
Snarky is a little... Sarcasm...
Snarky is nasty.
What's
sarcasm
the difference between,
is fun.
Okay, so snarky
I would
is,
say I'm sarcastic and not as snarky, but I can be really snarky.
Really?
But I think snarky is mean. It's
smart.
Yeah.
Alec, would you describe
a
sarcasm?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. You're a smart butt.
Sarcasm right. can be done with love because you know it's in jest, you
okay.
know?
So here is the reading or the rendering on sarcasm's way to make you better and healthier. Listen up, those of you who are criticized for being sarcastic, this will be good news for you. First and foremost, maybe we can do it. You want to do the top 10? You want to use the big voice announcer, Richie?
No.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Jennifer, you want to be the big voice announcer?
You know I do.
The 10 ways sarcasm, say it again, Doug. The 10 ways, I was about to say, sarcasm makes you a better person.
Number 10.
Number 10 is your snark reveals where you come from. That is, sarcasm varies depending on the region. Some sarcastic remarks in the South wouldn't make it in the North. And likewise, some sarcastic remarks in England wouldn't make it here. It depends on it depends on where your head is. And your head is often predicated, how you see or hear things, by where you grew up, don't you think? People,
yes.
And I think that holds true not only in a general sense, but let's say you grew up in Washington, D.C. You would have a whole different idea of what sarcasm is than, let's say, you grew up in Belle Plaine, Minnesota. Right?
Yep.
Think that's the case? Yeah. All right. Keep going, Jennifer.
Number nine.
It may have played a role in your survival. The inability to detect snark in today's modern society is more of a hindrance than a help, according to experts. Research shows sarcasm may be seen as an evolutionary survival skill because of its critical role in social interactions. Wait till you get there. I mean, this goes all the way up the ladder, frankly. I think
Number eight.
Sarcastic people think on another level. It's and I think that may be true too. Sarcasm really is a workout for your brain. Research shows the brain has to work harder to process snarky, sarcastic remarks. Really?
Number two.
Number seven. Sorry, I misfired.
I think Richie wants us to be done with
this. I'm going to hit the rest and I'll check back in an hour.
Why, you think this isn't interesting? You don't find this interesting and compelling?
It's taken a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Number seven.
Nah, all right. Well, Richie thinks I'm not going to.
Number two.
So, I'm going to go apply for.
Number four.
I'm going to go apply for Social
Number
Security.
Number 27.
Listen to this.
How's that for sarcasm?
Yeah,
for
it's
you?
Really sarcastic. It helps you pick your friends. Sarcastic
you can't pick your nose, but you can
tend
pick your
to right. Dish out their snarky stuff more with their loved ones than anybody else. So I guess that means I'm a loved one, Richie, because you're really sarcastic.
I'm
really,
very sarcastic.
I am only... Look at how much... And you know what? I hope you never think I pick on you. I joke with you.
To whom are you referring?
You. Yeah. You. All the time. And it's...
I only joke with
the people that I love because I feel safe with them, you know?
Right.
I would not want to ever intentionally hurt someone's feelings. Like,
no. Never.
Yeah.
Supposedly, sarcasm helps you show affection. Maybe that's the same thing you're talking about. You only are, according to the study, really sarcastic with people that you really care
that
about.
You know
in other
you
words, that you,
right.
bother,
yeah.
you care enough to be thoughtful enough to try to figure out something. But once in a while, sarcasm backfires, and it hurts people's feelings.
The king of sarcasm?
Yeah.
Dennis Miller.
Really?
Oh, that guy's great at
it. Miss him on the radio. He did a good radio.
He's very smart.
He's great at it.
Yeah, he is. I haven't seen much of him lately, though, since he's on the radio.
He's on O'Reilly every once in a while.
Is he? Well, they're pals. They do that tour together, don't they? Are they still doing that?
I don't think they've done it in a while, but yes, they do it.
Right. All right. The number one thing, now that we've sort of booted this thing around in the sarcasm list, is that it is a sign of good brain health. So two things you get out of that. Number one, not everybody's capable of being sarcastic. And even if you try, some are not good, and then it backfires and it hurts, as we're suggesting here, people's feelings. You don't want, and especially at this time of year, please. But it is a sign of good brain health if you can work through. It's sort of like a problem. It's like how do I say this? Some people, it just comes like that. Every once in a while, Meredith will say something, and it is very sarcastic, I'll look at her and say, well, it was just there. And I think that sometimes is the way it is. It's just there. If you have to think about it, it's probably not going to work. It's either there or it's not there. You agree?
Yes.
What?
Okay.
Oh.
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah. And I was so pleased with having found that and wanted to work it in with the brilliant minds that are on this program. I felt that there was a...
And we did it.
...going to be analytical with the people.
Did you see Star Wars yet?
No, Rich, I haven't.
You know what happens? They all blow up and die.
Do you see where LeBron James almost killed Jason Day's wife, the golfer? LeBron James went diving for a ball.
What's this got to do with anything?
Last night, it's like everywhere.
On the sliding off this to the.
So here's court. LeBron James, who's like, 7'8", 390 pounds, goes diving into the seats on the side of the court, and takes out Jason Day's wife. They took her off in a stretcher and a neck brace.
Really?
Oh my god!
Embarrassing. Can you imagine? She's like this little petite thing, and this like huge monster just lands on you, dives and lands on you.
Wow.
Pictures are amazing.
43 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program and Jennifer will have stories other than who Barbara Walters thinks is the most fascinating person of the year. That's up next year on Good Day.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals, and pay no interest until 2018. End-of-year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as all twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
There was 57 channels. 46 past the hour now on the Friday Good Day program. You know who Bar Raffelli is?
I do. Yeah, she used to date Leonardo DiCaprio, right. Supermodel, yep. Super hot, tax evader.
Yep, you know. She's a tax dodger. So now she's on, not patrol, but on watch. She can't leave the country because of all the...
And this is in Israel, right? Wasn't it in Israel?
Yeah, they're Israelis. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I meant to say that. Thank you, the country. They've given a lot of cars for her promotion and money. If you don't report some of that stuff there or here or in most countries, you're going to have a problem. It's going to stick in the wrong craw. So if somebody gives you a Range Rover that's worth $100,000 and you don't report it,
you've got to pay taxes.
Nothing but taxes. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Oh, my God. Can you believe this?
What?
What?
Margaret Cho is going to join the Fashion Police.
Hashtag.
Right. Who cares? All right, we'll talk about it. Okay, the Fashion Police, awesome with Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Since Joan Rivers has been gone,
awesome. Yeah.
Not so awesome. You remember Kathy Griffin replaced Joan Rivers, and there was a huge blow-up. She quit, made them all look terrible, especially Melissa
what was
Rivers.
Problem?
She said that they were just mean, even though Kathy Griffin
is
so mean.
On the face of the planet.
Yes, she's like, oh, we can't make fun of people for what they wear. Oh, really? Because you make fun of people for everything, and you use vulgar
language.
Darth
Vader looks at Kathy Griffin and like, wow, man, that chick is mean.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so she left and got a bunch of publicity. Margaret Cho is now coming back. Fashion Police has been on a really long hiatus. Margaret Cho is back and is officially a member of the team. She joins Juliana Rancic, Brad Gorski, and Melissa Rivers with, and they have to come back because it's getting to be award season. So, they have to talk about what everybody's wearing. Speaking of award season, Barbara Walters has awarded the list of the 10 most fascinating people of 2015. And another hashtag, who cares? Caitlyn Jenner at the top of the list. Now, does this make me insensitive that nothing about Caitlyn Jenner or any of the Kardashians for that matter fascinates me? I'm over it. Overkill, oversell.
Yeah.
And if you think I'm a jerk because of it.
And if I meet you in person, I'm going to call you Bruce.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Until you get rid of that Adam's apple.
Right.
Right. Okay, so MMA fighter Ronda Rousey also on the list. Donald Trump is on there as well.
Trump's interesting.
Yeah, Trump is a big story this year. Ronda Rousey also huge. Misty Copeland, she started her ballet career when she was 13, dancing in the Boys and Girls Club. And, she's now 33 years old and became the first African-American female principal dancer in the storied American Ballet Theater. So the first African-American to dance for the American Ballet Theater is on the list. Bradley Cooper, who is just hottie, and Barbara Walters told him as much. Yeah. Amy Schumer, who's been the it girl, Tracy Morgan on the list.
She said something else about him.
Yeah, that she wanted to. Donna Karan, Jeff Bezos.
I'm pretty sure Bradley Cooper's not going to do anything for a couple of weeks after hearing Barbara.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a you-know-what killer.
Nice time for me to visit that monastery.
Bernie Sanders also on the list. Barbara, feeling the burn. Yeah. And after 12 years, Joel McHale is out of the soup.
It's over tonight, right?
It's over tonight. This will be the last episode of the soup just in general. But Joel McHale has been hosting for 12 years. Before that, it was Greg Kinnear, John Henson, Hal Sparks, and Aisha Tyler. The show's been around a long time. Really funny. Sad to see this one go, but I'm sure they will find something wonderful to replace it.
Sean Penn is going to be in a mini miniseries for HBO?
Yeah, Sean Penn going to TV as many of the big stars are doing. He's going to star as Andrew Jackson in a miniseries for HBO. This is all out in the Hollywood Reporter this week. It'll be a 6-hour series, and it is based on the biography American Lion, Andrew Jackson in the White House.
And Fox is developing a paranormal drama that ought to involve Uri Geller.
Yeah, we could work on that, definitely.
Apparition.
Yeah.
Taking place in New Orleans, where it's cheap to film television shows.
Right.
There you go. 51 past the hour. Lots of great info from Jennifer Horn here on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Travel mode here on Good Day, and Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, where they have the Frommer Travel Guide, is here to talk about Cuba and the best time to book your airline tickets. When do you find the lowest prices? I did something the other day. I'll tell the story on the air right after this on Good Day.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
As previously mentioned, Pauline Frommer is here. We're pleased to have her. Great family name in travel. Frommers.com, where the Frommers travel guide is. So the big hoopla this week, Pauline, has been the government saying it's time for us to send some airplanes to Cuba, and not with bombs, but people. So how easy is it going to be to get from Miami or Houston? All the major southern hubs will be sending flights to Miami, right?
Yeah, well, you're not going to get to go for Christmas this year. It's going to take a little more time than that. But what this means is the airline executives now have the right to talk with the Cuban government and arrange for their crews to be able to stay overnight and for them to have places to land and all of the things that they need to do before they can put into place a direct air service. But I think it should happen pretty quickly. I'm thinking fairly soon into the new year.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking they're going to land at the Havana International Airport, don't you think? That's the best place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's where they'll land. The problem is,
the problem is, once you land, where are you going to stay?
Havana has
already seen a 50% uptick in the number of Americans going there via charter flights, going to other countries to get there, and people have not been able to find hotel rooms. In fact, a lot of them are bunking in Cubans' homes.
Really?
Cubans are renting out a room to tourists.
Airbnb for Cuba. Maybe that's
the problem. Airbnb officially sells it.
Will they be able to, do they have the infrastructure, the hotels, the taxis, the restaurants, to be able to support everything that's coming their way?
They don't yet. They don't yet. Right. They're going to have to do a lot of building. That's why so many people are staying in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen tour companies buy up huge blocks of the rooms that exist right now to make it harder for you to go independently. So, there needs to be a big building boom in Havana. I think that'll happen.
It will be.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm trying to figure out. I want to be the first broadcaster to do a program down there, but you got to have the technology. And one of the things they sorely lack is even any kind of regular internet connections, right?
Yeah, that's difficult. There aren't many ATMs. It's really a cash-based economy. You're not going to find places that will take American credit cards. So you got to go down with a lot of cash when you go there. But I'm very excited. I think it should be interesting. You know, before Castro came into power, Cuba was the single most popular Caribbean island in the Caribbean because it has the best beaches and gorgeous beaches and a really interesting culture.
Yes.
So I want to go.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's go together. What do you say? So if people want to get the lowest airfare, I had I have a three-way, what they call a three-jog trip coming up. I'm flying from West Palm Beach to Los Angeles on Christmas Day, and then I'm coming back here the next week to Boston, and then I'm going from Boston back to L.A., and I paid the same amount of money, actually a little less, than what I've been paying most of the year to just do L.A.-Boston. So this is the time of year, right? And is there a day of the week? Somebody told me once Tuesday was a good day to book. Is that right?
You know, that used to be the good day to book, but there's this corporation called the Airline Reporting Corporation. What they do is they act as the middleman between travel agencies and the airlines, and they did a study of 26 million fare transactions. They did this 4 years ago, and they found that Tuesday was the best day to book. When they did it a year ago, they found that Sunday is now the best day of the week to book, so use your weekends.
Thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of...
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.